man.
My soul.
Yeah.
12 years old.
Yeah, man.
It's just as good then as right now.
Yeah.
If I live to be 100, it'll still be as good.
Yeah, man.
You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to change or add to it.
Amen.
It's complete in Him.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
He done for me that day is complete.
Amen.
There's nothing you can add to the Son of God.
Yeah, man.
He said, it's done and it's done.
Yeah, man.
Nothing changes that. Nothing. I am so glad I'm saved. Thank God. That's the only thing, Mike, that's real.
Amen.
Everything else moves and changes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's real.
Amen.
It's the only thing that's real in this world.
Yeah.
It can't be messed with. Everything else can be taken and moved, but that can't be taken.
Amen.
That's secure. Like you said, it's up in heaven.
Yeah.
You can't get to where it's at.
Amen.
But I get to go. When this old man drops off, that's where I'm heading.
Amen.
I'll be there. I'm already there. I'm already there.
Amen.
Thank God I'm saved.
Amen.
If you hear His voice calling on your heart, move.
Yeah. Amen.
Move.
Right.
Time's short.
Amen.
Move. If you feel Him, I'd move quickly.
Yeah.
I don't care what's going on. If you feel Him pulling on your heart, get out of your seat and move.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Listen to the Holy Ghost. He's the one you got to listen to.
Amen.
I'm glad I listened to Him, Mike.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad He helped me get out of my seat.
Yeah.
As soon as I stepped out, I was saved. I went to the altar, but I was saved right here. When I cleared this seat, He was wanting me to get out of my seat. And I was scared. I started to get up, and I sat back down. I said, I'm sorry, God, I lied to you. He said, Jim, there ain't nobody going to be laughing at me. They cast you in a lake of fire. He said, but everybody will see you, but they won't be. And I said, I ain't going there. So I got up out of my seat. As soon as I stepped out, I could feel Him. He was right there.
Amen.
I didn't have to make it to the altar.
Amen.
He was closer than I was. He didn't make me walk down here to see Him. He walked back here to where I was.
Amen.
He just wanted me to stand up.
Amen.
And that's all it took. I just stood up with faith. I didn't know what to do. I just knew if I could get out of my seat, because He said, come. He talked to me out for 2 weeks. You're lost, Jim. You're lost. You got to come. I didn't know what to tell Him, Mike. I didn't know what to tell God.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's 12 years old. I didn't know what to tell God.
Yeah.
But I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was lost.
Amen.
I done it. My eyes had done been open. I wasn't innocent no more. I knew I was lost. But as soon as I stepped out, that faith, you could feel it.
Yes.
I know it ain't on feels, but you could feel it.
Amen.
You could feel Him take up His residence.
Yeah.
I belong to Him. I belong to Him. He's mine.
Amen.
That's all, that's all I need. When I get to heaven, it's Jesus.
Amen.
It's Jesus.
Yeah.
What a great God we have.
Amen.
Kind and compassionate, loving, merciful. He's tender-hearted. He's not willing that any perish.
Yeah. Amen.
When you see all this destruction going on, He can call, He can bring it to the end and judge right now, but He don't want to judge people. He wants to have mercy on them.
Amen. Yeah.
You just come to Him.
Amen.
He's got mercy for you.
Amen.
Ain't nothing He can't forgive.
Yeah. Amen.
Except unbelief. If you don't believe on Him, that's the one thing He can't help you with. You don't trust His Son. He can't do nothing else for you.
Amen. Yes.
That's the one thing. If you don't believe His Son, there's no hope for you.
That's right.
Amen.
But everything else, there's hope for Him. He can forgive everybody. Come to Him.
Yeah.
Come to Him.
Amen.
Come to Him.
Yeah. That's all I said. Oh, come. Yeah. Amen. Thank God.
Yeah.
Best thing I ever done. Run to Him.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, quickly, hurriedly.
Amen.
I mean, you know, it has nothing to do with time. It has to do with when He's calling you. Yeah, when you hear His voice. Harden not your heart. Run to Him.
Amen.
Come on. Anyway, I appreciate the Lord. I'm glad I'm saved. Seeing everything that's going on, I'm just glad I'm saved. Whatever may come, I can't explain it. And I've had people question it and things. I don't have the answers. I've got a refuge, though. I can't answer everything, but I've got a refuge.
Amen.
Said that going to help you? No, I mean, that don't stop the devil from slipping in. And let me say this. I'll say this again later, probably. The devil has already killed everybody in here anyway.
Amen.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
He deceived her in the garden.
That's
it.
Yeah.
She sinned.
Yes.
He sinned. The wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just when it happens.
Yeah.
You know, you think this is bad, and it is. It's awful what's taking place. But one way or the other, it's coming to all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the Lord doesn't return, it's coming.
Yeah.
You're a dead man. You're a dead woman.
Yeah.
Boy, child, girl, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's already come. You better run to Jesus.
Amen.
You better get you a refuge.
Amen.
You better have one that gives life instead of one that brought death.
Yeah.
See, we talk about these things, but you know, and it is awful. But everybody here is sitting here with the same sentence on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, but anyway, if you would, you just, Lord God, we need him.
Yeah.
You need him.
Yeah.
If you're lost, you need to get saved.
Amen.
I mean, my God, you, like Jimmy said, there ain't nobody going to be laughing when he casts you into the lake of fire. I'd lose whatever pride or whatever it is that I've got. I'd just lose it all. Count it all. Paul said, I count it all as dung. I mean, just forget it all. Who cares what anybody else thinks? Everybody else in here loves you anyway. It's just the devil telling you the other stuff. It's him. He's a liar. Father of it. It started with that. It means that it started with him. It started in the garden. She lied, or he lied, and she believed it. He is the father of it. And it's been spread ever since. He told the first one and hadn't never quit. But there, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
I mean, he's the truth.
Yeah.
And so when you hear his voice, you can believe him.
Yeah.
He's not trying to deceive you. He's trying to save you. And I appreciate the Lord. But anyway, it's good to be here tonight, and I want you to pray, continue to pray for all of those folks over there going through this thing, and everybody's asked me what's going on. I don't know. just a bunch of where we've been going, you know, over at Brother Tommy's and all that. FEMA come in and done a bunch of stuff and took the buildings that they're using and different things, and I don't know when we're going to be able to go back and do whatever, I don't know. And so just waiting. And we'll find out more later, whatever. We'll have to move all that stuff for the fourth time, I think. And but anyway, God's still able. And you might as well just don't plan on the government doing anything good. You can forget that. You better watch the Lord if you want something good. Bible said the Lord is good.
Amen.
They're corrupt.
Yes.
Both sides. Every side of it. Every branch of it.
Amen.
Trust the Lord. The government's on his shoulders. Trust that governing body. Thank God he'll do right by you. But anyway, we're going to pray here in just a minute. And I'm sure there's plenty of prayer requests and things. And I want you to just remember one another and pray. Jane, are y'all going to come sing? Okay, y'all get ready. Come on up and sing.
And just pray for her that she will help. Bill, I'm going to send you tomorrow. Or she's having some chest pain. Or something like that. So just pray that the Lord is willing to the doctor's cover she can go. So I'll give you that. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. All right.
My car kept breaking down in the middle of the road, and that was pretty frustrating. And we ended up getting off the road, and it started, Ariel went in the store to grab something for me, and it started smoking. And I was hollering at Gabe, I said, get out now, because I thought the car was going to catch on fire. But I just want to thank God for watching over us, because
it's
just something so little, but I'm thankful that we're okay.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Willie, you pray for us if you would tonight.
Our Father, in Jesus' name, we want to come one more time and say thank you, Lord. Our Father, for your Son, the Lord Jesus. I'm glad our Father, Lord God, heard him one day. Our Father, I'm glad that way down deep in our soul, our Father came to turn the light on. Our Father, it's so good to be saved. We want to come tonight and give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, Lord. We want to thank you for being so good to us, so kind, so merciful. Our Father, God, as we come tonight, dear Lord, we pray for those that's hurting tonight, tragedy, oh God. We don't want to forget about it, Lord. And I pray tonight, dear Father, if you touch them, you help them. I'm glad that the hope's in the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus. I'm glad it's all in Him. Our Father, Lord God, we come tonight and ask you, Lord, for touch every soul in here tonight, Lord. Would you help them, you little children? God, we appreciate them. We appreciate the church and the living God, the God that done it all, the God that conquered death, held the grave, Him that our Lord God spoke it all. And our Father, we just want to come and say thank you, our Father, tonight, Lord. And dear Lord, we pray for these that's lost, these little old youngins, Lord, these that know they're lost. Our Father, I pray for them tonight, Lord, that our Father, Holy Ghost, would keep on the trail, Lord, and our Father, that Word of God would get in there. Oh, God, our Father, I pray you'd bless our pastor, Lord, touch him, help him, our Father. Oh, God, I'm glad you're able to help him. Our Father, breathe on him. Yeah. A blessing and same, Lord, we appreciate him. Our Father, I pray tonight, dear Father, for every question tonight that's been mentioned. Our Father, I'm glad, thank God, that you got a tender hands of mercy and grace. I'd help them, Lord God, tonight, Lord. I thank you and bless you, Lord. Our Father, I thank you, Lord. Allow us one more time to come into the house of God. I thank you, Lord, for the old red hymn book. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Our fallen songs was out of adversity, Lord, suffering. Our Father, but God, I'm glad you give them something. Our Father, to help a generation that come on down the road and give us the Word of God, that our Father can find help and our Father, refuge, Lord. And our Father, I do thank you for the Word of God. And our Father, I'm glad it's quick and it's powerful. And it'll do the job. I'm glad. Thanks be to God for the truth. And our Father, bless you, children, tonight, Lord. We just I come to say thank you one more time. Bless all of them overseas, Lord. Bless our missionaries. Lord, help them and touch them, Lord. We'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There is an
honor. Yeah.
Lower the skies, he'll exalt. They number thousands and more, and just as sure as the sand lies to rest on the shore, and as sure as the clouds draw the rain from the sea, between here and sunset, God will take care of me, and He'll hold back the sun if the need should arise, if the mountain's too steep, He'll just lower the skies. He'll exalt every valley if they're too rough and deep, and between here and sunset, God will take care of me.
Amen. Well, that's right. The Lord will take care of us.
Amen.
Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles tonight, I want you to turn. I'm going to read out about three different passages, and don't worry, I ain't going to preach that long. But what are you laughing at, Jesse? You don't believe me? Okay. At least she's honest about it. But I want you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 47. And I want to start there. It's not been very long since I actually preached out of these scriptures. And it's been a few months back, I guess, or whatever. But I've had this on my mind and on my heart since we went up to New York. And we went to Niagara Falls and on the American side, that's where I got arrested. And I wasn't very spiritual after that, but before it got pretty good. Stephanie's peeking around back there like she don't want to talk about it no more. Hear about it. But anyway, there's certain, you know, it's a pretty big state park, and we got a trolley pass, is what I'm trying to say. And it would take you to different points in the park. We got off on all of them, you know, different things that you could see. And just because I'm old and didn't want to walk. But anyway, we got around there. And there was one place I noticed really wasn't many people getting off. And it just like looked like it was insignificant, you might say. But I wanted to get off and walk over there. And I just wanted to see it. And I'm glad that I did, because we walked over through there and I was about to shout coming back. The Lord just met with me there, and I thank God for it. And I want to talk to you about a little bit. I want to talk to you about the rivers of God. That's what I want to preach on a little bit tonight. And I want to read about this river here just a little bit in chapter 47 of Ezekiel. And these are precious, precious scriptures, precious memories. Hearing Brother Sam preach out of these a lot, or at least talk about them. But I never really looked at them in this way before. And I want to look at a couple rivers of God. The Bible said in verse 1 of Ezekiel chapter 47, And afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward. He led me about in the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looked eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. He measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. And again, he measured 1,000 and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the loins. Now afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. And I've never seen this before. He didn't bring him to the brink of the bank. He never called it a river until he got waist deep. And then he said it was a river. Now I want you to notice something. He never let him out of the waters again. That'll help you right there if you get a hold of it. Thank God. It said, now when I returned, behold, at the bank, here he is, but he said, of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issued out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. There shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. Now I'm going to stop reading right there, and I want you to go over to Revelations chapter 22. Revelations chapter 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. Now I'm just going to stop right there, and I'll talk about it a little bit more later, but I want to go back over here, and I was thinking about this. When he got out there and he called it swimming waters, let me find the verse here. I should have marked it, but I didn't. Verse 5, it said, and he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And I don't really know exactly how to preach this tonight, but I know what's on my heart. I want to say this, you better not pass over this river. Amen. I mean, I've been thinking about, as we was up there at Niagara Falls, and a lot of beautiful sights and all of that, but we went out to that one little place that seemed like it's insignificant to everybody else. Nobody else went over and looked at it, but it was up the river before the falls. And there was a thing there that it called, this is what it called it. If you got in that river, it was called the point of no survival. We always talk about a point of no return. But it was called the point of no survival. That meant if you got in there, you was dead. You say, well, I might make it off of it. Well, when you go over and look at it, and the boulders under that thing's about as big as this pulpit, and that's what you're going to hit on a couple hundred foot fall. That's what they called it. You're not going to survive. If you're not out of this river by here, you're dead. I mean, that's the way it was. And I got to walking away. We went over there and looked at that, and the river, it was about a mile wide at that point, and it all funneled down into just a place, you know, a pretty good sized place, but it's a mile wide at that point. It all funneled down, and on the, they called it the Bridal Falls and the Canadian Falls. And the Bridal Falls, that's 75,000 gallons a second, goes over that. The Canadian Falls, there's 285,000 gallons a second this time of the year, goes over that. So all of that funnels down in there. And when you get in that at that point, it's a point of no survival. But I started walking away, and I got to thinking, thank God there is a river. And the Lord just kind of come by. And I want to say it again, thank God there is a river.
Amen.
Now, I want to look at this. I've never looked at this exactly this way before. I believe this river in Ezekiel chapter 47 is basically the same river in Revelation chapter 22.
Amen.
The only thing about that is it's proceeding from the throne of God, but it's coming down here.
Amen.
The other one's in heaven. It flows through there. But I like this. He won't see it. This is a river that you cannot pass over. You might pass by everything else, but you better get in this river. I mean, get in this one. And nobody dies in this one. I was looking at all of this stuff, and we've been going over and seeing pictures. I'm sure you've seen pictures on the news and on everything else and social media and all of that. And you look at one picture of Carolina or these places, and you see a picture of before, and you see a picture of after. And it's total destruction. It's not the same. But I want to say something about this one. I like this when I look at it, where this river goes, I mean, everything that's in its path lives. Everything that was in the path over there, it was destroyed, died, suffering, heartache. I mean, homes washed away, everything else, that's what it done. And somebody told me today, I was actually over picking up some metal, and I was over at the plant over at Kimmendale, and I was picking that up, and a fella from Carolina was sitting there talking to me about this, and he said, I think it's the Lord trying to get our attention. And I wanted to say a lot, but I didn't. I wanted to say, quit blaming this on the Lord. The Lord didn't do this. The Bible said when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raised the standard against him. And I mean, when the enemy come in, this is the enemy. Quit packing this off on God. If you're listening to me on the radio, God didn't do this. You say, well, who done it? Well, I read over in Revelations chapter 6 that he's going to loosen them seals, and that second seal piece was going to be taken from the earth. Then I read the fourth seal was loosened, and a pale horse, and death and hell was the rider of it. Now, that's just who it is.
Amen.
Now, I can't explain to you why God allows things to happen. I know He's in charge, but He didn't do it.
Amen.
God's rivers is not like that.
Amen.
In fact, let me go over here, and I want to read some other scriptures to you before I preach what I want to preach. See, here's the answer to it all. If you would turn in your Bibles to Psalms 46. Now, he says some very interesting things in here. Let me tell you something. Trouble is coming. Amen. You're living on this earth. Sin is here. The devil done it. God didn't do it. In fact, the Lord fixed it. He sent his son to die for you. I mean, he's not judging this thing. He judged his son. Now, there's a day those that reject his son will be judged of God. But right now, let me read this to you. Listen to this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, he's our refuge and strength, but did that stop trouble from coming? No. Listen, therefore will not we fear. Listen to these verses. I'm talking about when God's your refuge. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed.
Amen.
And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Listen to verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. He tells them, I mean, my God, these waters are going to flood the mountains. He said, but God is our refuge. He's a present help. You say, why did they die? Well, my God, because the devil flooded that place over there.
Amen.
And if they wasn't saved, they went to hell. And if they was, they had a refuge. That's about as good as I can, as plain as I can make it. But I'm tired of hearing everybody pack this off on God.
Amen.
The Bible said there is a river. Listen, he gets talking about this river that I was reading about over here in Ezekiel 47. The Bible said there is a river. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. God wasn't in the midst of that mess, but God's in the midst of this river. I look over there and I seen those rivers. I went through Elizabethan the other day. That river that flows through there is still muddy. And it's still up. But I'm talking about one that's proceeding from the throne of God. And I like when you read over there in Ezekiel chapter 47 and you see these things, thank God. And you know something? I wish Sammy is here. I'd talk to him about fishing. Chapter 47, he said there's multitudes of fish. And you can cast your nets into it. But you know what he's talking about? He said, I'll make you fishermen of men.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what this river's flowing through the earth. It's coming from the throne of God. It's flowing through here. You can take this net and cast it, and it'll cast me. It'll catch men, thank God.
Yeah.
It still works.
Amen.
Amen. That fella over there that met with Tommy the other day, 78 years old. I mean, he is devastated by some of this stuff. I like it. He's giving him the keys to that, which FEMA's done took him. But anyway, he's giving him the keys to that building over there to put that stuff in there. He told Tommy, he said, I've been a wicked man. I need to come to your church and get saved. Tommy said, you don't have to wait to church. He said, you can get saved right now. And he said, he throwed up his arms and said, let's pray. Yeah, man, say, what's happening? I'm saying there's a net went out, and he caught one, thank God.
Amen.
Yeah, man. And you say, what happened? It made the city of God glad. There's rejoicing in the presence of the angels. It's not the angels rejoicing. They know nothing about salvation. It's the Lord himself rejoicing in the presence of angels. I think the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost had a meeting and said, thank God, there's one that escaped the flood. There's one that escaped the damnation coming on them. The waters still work. And they do. You know, the problem is somebody's bewitched this crowd like it was over in the book of Galatians. Who hath bewitched you and told you God done this? No, God's river ain't that way. God's river brings life. Everything it talks about in Ezekiel 47, everything in the path of that river liveth. That's what he's doing. You know what he's done in this? He's caused people to live.
Yeah.
The enemy brought that in like a flood, and then the Lord is flooding there with His love over there. People that never knew nothing about God is seeing His love brought in. People do care, and they're finding out. The Bible said they know you're my disciples because you have love one for another. There's people that's coming in that's never met them, falling on their necks, loving them, saying, "We're sorry, we're here to help you." That's the love of God.
Amen.
But the Bible said there is a river, and it makes glad the city of God. Hallelujah. And then He said this, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Boy, I was thinking about that. Now, FEMA is just now getting on the scene, but God was right there.
Amen.
Amen. FEMA wants to come in and take the credit, but I'll say this. The love of God had already moved in, had already brought the supplies in, and I mean already supplied the heaters, already supplied the blankets, already supplied, my God, the generators and the thing to keep. I mean, God had done some things. Everywhere I go over there, there's tracks laying. Brent's took, he had 100,000, I think, is what he said he ordered. So what is that? Just the love of God. Just try, tell them the word of God. We was over the other day and I said some of this, but I like it. He said, he told them women, he said, everybody that comes in here, you give them the food, you give them this, you be kind to them. He said, but give them one of these, the word of God.
Amen.
They may be saved, but they may not be saved.
Amen.
I like that. I said, it hit me. I went over there one day and I took my Bible, and as we was going over, I laid it right up in the windshield. And I thought, the tracks will lead you to the Lamb.
Amen.
See, this is the whole Lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Maybe just a little verse in one of them tracks will lead you to the whole Lamb. The whole book. I mean, you might get over and read, I mean, Romans 5:8, about in every one of these things. For God commended His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For us, my God, it might get you over and say, why did somebody die for me? Lord God, look over here and find out that you're a sinner headed to hell, and God Himself had to provide a lamb, and it'll lead you right to the Lamb. Every book you read in here will lead you to the Lamb of God. 66 of them. Lord God, now a lot of destruction. There's a lot of, I mean, I'd like to look at the other side of it a little bit. It said this, I mean, Stephanie showed me this thing. She was over there just bawling earlier. A lot of death. But see, that's the wrong river. She said she showed it to me. I read it. Maybe some of y'all seen it. There's a man over there. They just found him, I guess, last day or two, a few days, whatever. He's still alive. And he was in mud up to his shoulders. And he's still alive. And they come, they're trying to get him out. And he said, just leave me alone. Let me die. He said, my wife and my kids, they're gone. And they said, no. Said, we're finding people still alive and stuff like that. He said, no, you don't understand. They're under me. He said, they quit scratching my legs about 3 days ago. I mean, a lot of death. I mean, how would you like to live with that? I'm talking about a point of no survival. But here's one that you don't pass over. You don't pass by this one. My God, you get in this one. This is where you find life. You find life right here. Nobody dies in this river. In fact, this river brings life to everything around it. Everything going down the banks is green. There's trees along that you can eat of. But I want to say this river, it's strange, isn't it? This river flows north. This river flows uphill. It's different than any other river. This river winds you up over in the book of Revelations in a different city. And it's in a different time and a different place. And I like that. I'm going to go back over here and read it. I ain't even going to go back to Ezekiel, but I'm just going to go over here and read this just for a minute. It said, and he showed me a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal. Went over that river over there in Elizabeth, and it's just as muddy. Destruction in it, death in it, heartache in it. And I'm going to say this, that river can't wash it away. It might clear up, but it'll never wash away the hurt. But this one does. It said, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life, which bare the 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And I like this. Now listen. This river come the other day. This flood come the other day because there's a curse on this thing.
Yeah.
Amen. So why did it happen? Because there's a curse on this earth.
Yes, sir.
I heard the other day, and I never thought about this, but it was pretty good. I don't know, but I think it was Mays Jackson. I was listening to him one day at dinner or something. I was going up the road and his preaching, and he said something like this. It was pretty good. He said there's a curse on this earth because there's a curse on man. Man sinned. He said, but back in 1969, man went to the moon. And when Neil Armstrong stepped off on the moon, he said that curse was passed on to it. He said one day it'll be turned to blood because man's been there.
Yeah.
Messed with it.
Amen.
See, everywhere man is, there's a curse on it.
Amen.
I said it earlier. There's a death sentence on everybody in here. The devil's already killed everybody in here. You just ain't got there yet. But if you have life, it'll be because the Son of God gives you life. It's because you come to Him, like Jimmy said, He got up and come to Him. Do you remember the day you come to Him? And if you don't, you better not pass over this river. This one can't be passed over. You might pass over a lot of things in your life. You might walk by it and say, I don't need that. You better not pass over this river. I mean, they may be things you might not want anything to do with, but you better not pass over this river. This one cannot be passed over. I remember, and I've said it a lot, a white-headed preacher when I was young, I'd get up there and I'd think, well, I'm going to do good, and I'm going to do better. And now to tell the Lord that, and every time he'd get up and preach, or it seemed like it was, he'd say, you must be born again. And I hated that four-letter word, must. It didn't give me no wiggle room around it. You cannot pass over this river.
Amen.
You can't pass over this. You can't walk by it and live. You're going to die unless you get in this one. There's a flood coming. There's a trouble coming. But God is your refuge. If you have him. But this is what he said. Now listen. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. And his name shall be in their foreheads. Boy, and I like this. This gets good, doesn't it? And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I sure do like that. I get to where I hate night. I despise it. I go to bed early so I can get up. I mean, I don't even like it. I just want to get it over with and get up. I mean, best part of my, Jane said, you look tired, you've been up early. And she said, you're over here early. I said, that's my time. Lord, I get a little while before the phone starts ringing. I've been trying to give my phone to Eddie and he won't take it. It don't stop. I've been trying to, but what I'm trying to say is this, there's going to be a time, thank God. that we can just enjoy the presence of God. And those that have allowed God to be their refuge, and those that got in the river, and those that decided to live off the river of God and His provisions, Lord God, He going to take them to a place where there is no curse, there is no night. And I like these things. And He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angels to show unto His servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And I like that. And I'm not going to go on to read all this, but there's some good stuff in here. But I'm glad for the river of God. But I want you to know some things. There is a point of no survival. Just like there was up there at Niagara Falls. And if you keep pushing Him and pushing Him off, pushing Him away and rejecting Him, there's a point where He just ain't going to strive with you no more. And you better take heed to that. Point now, I mean, he's long-suffering and He's merciful. But I heard the other day, I didn't get to go to it, but I was listening to David Carver's funeral, and his daughter got up there. She said something like this. She said, the Lord had been dealing with me, and I kept pushing Him away. And she said, the Lord said, this is the last time I'm dealing with you. Said, what happened? She said, I got saved. I went up there and got saved. And she was at a point of no survival, no return. Those are the things you better be careful with. When He comes by, harden not your heart. I mean, you better listen. You better listen to Him. The devil's the one that tells you got all kinds of time. No, he's a liar.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He don't even know what time you have, to be honest. But the Bible said, your steps are numbered. The Lord knows. He knows your last step. He knew you firsting, and He'll know you lasting. And He's not coming by being mean. He's coming by seeking to save that which is lost. Lord, He's interested in you getting in a river that's the waters of life. They both proceed from the same place. One of them comes down here and everything feeds off of it. Everything with life. If you go on over to Ezekiel, I like this, and I'm done. If you go on to the next chapter, the last chapter, he talks about it, and I'll say more about this Sunday, because I got something I wanted to preach it tonight, and the Lord wouldn't let me. But I've been looking at some things, and I feel like I'm supposed to preach it Sunday. But I was looking at chapter 48. That river flows right through the children of Israel. He lists all of them over in their lands and everything that He does. And right at the end of it, He said, this is the name of it. The Lord is here. I like that. The Lord is here. Now, just some of the things you see in here, but the Lord is in it. So you pray. And I want, if you're here lost, you'll come to Him. You better not pass over this river. Need to get in it and let God help you. Let God help you. But I appreciate you. I'm going to let you stand to your feet. We'll go here in a minute. And I do want you to pray. I want God's touch. And I've been thinking about a lot of things here lately that's going on. And seeing come to pass. And I need the Lord to help me to bring it out. And so if you would, I'd appreciate it. And I appreciate you. Now, I don't know exactly what we're going to do. I know my biggest regret right now is canceling camp meeting. It's been killing me. Because now everything is shut down over there. And so But anyway, I think maybe next week we'll have service on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. We'll just have two or three nights, whatever, and just meet together. We may have some meals over here, whatever. I'll let you know. Need to get with some of these ladies and get some things together, whatever we can. If we can't, we'll just meet. I don't care. But anyway, I seems like everything is just, say, what is it? It's still part of the storm. Still part of the storm. But anyway, we're going to pray, dismiss you. I love you, and I appreciate you.